Wealthy After 40. Ready to ditch debt, retire sooner, and live life on your own terms? Only 54% of Gen Xers feel prepared for retirement, and 22% believe they will live a comfortable lifestyle. So if you're feeling like your finances are a hot mess express, you are not alone. I'm Daylene Higgins, founder of Elevate Finances and money coach for Gen Xers. I reached my dream of retiring at 50 while helping our daughter through college, and now I want to help you do the same. It's time to stop avoiding your finances like the plague and start having confident conversations about money. Join me every week to talk about personal budgeting, debt payoff, saving for retirement, money mindset, and leaving a legacy for future generations. Okay, friends, let's talk money. Welcome to episode 3, How Using Cash Envelopes Saved Us During a Financial Crisis. So I talked briefly about our financial crisis during episode 1. So if you have not listened to that, you can go and listen to that either after you've listened to this one or before this one. But just it will explain how it was a part of my money journey and my money story, how it kind of really quickly aided us through that entire journey of ours. But today I want to delve deeper into cash envelopes, why I love them so much, why I have such a fondness for them, and all of those things. So I'm sharing this. I don't think everybody should use cash envelopes. It is not that I'm trying to describe today. I'm just sharing my experience. And maybe from my experiences and me relating those feelings and those lessons learned, you might be inspired to try them for yourself. So if you've been on the fence or, you know, whatever it may be, I hope this episode helps you to be able to maybe use them during part of your journey. Again, in episode 2, I talk about all the budget methods, and I talk about how you can evolve through using those different budget methods. And so I'm going to cover that in today's my experience with cash envelopes. So why do I love them so much? There's several different reasons. So the first one is it put us in real control of our money in a time where we were bombarded with an extra large expense. It really just helped us focus. Even though we were saying, okay, we have got to give up some of these things, we're pausing some of the fun, the things that you do when you have a financial crisis. I turned to the cash envelopes, created those categories that I wanted to use. And again, like I've said, I did not use it for fuel. So I used my debit card only for fuel. So I had auto pay for all my bills. I used my debit card for fuel. Again, it was really just going to work. We were not traveling at that time. And then everything else was in cash envelopes. My daughter, I believe she was roughly 12, 13 years old. So it became a very visual, journey for her as well. I loved them because they helped us get through this hardship. I loved them because it put so much control on our money that I knew where every dollar was going, and it got us through that time, right? It's almost like that best friend who helps you through a very hard time in life. And while they were a best friend, you have that more connection with it. And when you think of her, you've got that soft spot. It's kind of what these cash envelopes, they really have a soft spot. I saw another money coach. She shared her money envelopes from her time. And I'm like, oh, I didn't keep mine. I didn't realize at the time that we were done with it through that hardship and ready to evolve to different methods that I would really have that fond feeling. So it's something that has simmered, come about as I've thought about it more and more. So what did I learn? Well, I learned that we could spend very little money. And it was only, so the really tight part was really about 5 months as we were trying to get things refinanced and we had to remodel the place. So there was all of that cost as well. And until we could get renters in there and understand this whole, this whole new financial challenge that we have. So with the, you know, the things I learned, and I'm going to share from the funny to all of the heartfelt. So I would say, okay, I need, you know, and I'm trying to remember all of my categories. I had clothing, I had pet food, I had music lessons. My daughter was in music lessons. We had groceries. I know I had a few more than that. I probably only had about 8 different categories, and they were, you know, they were the variable expenses. They were the things that we needed to really keep tabs on and make sure that we had the money for those things. So I would take the full amount and I would write it down on a post-it note. Here's my total. These are the denominations I want. It'd be like $20. I need, you know, 10 of them or whatever it was, and go all the way down to ones. And then I would go to the bank. And we were just headed into cash was, you know, used less and less. So I would go in and I would hand them my note. And I'm like, here's the total and here's the denominations. And it was just interesting, the different bank tellers. Some would just go, oh, okay. And they would be like, oh, you're doing cash envelopes. And others would be like, oh, so what are you doing? You know? And I know some people, they're like, but you have to go to the bank every 2 weeks and get cash. It really didn't take that much time. Luckily, my bank was close to where I worked, and I just, you know, drove over there on payday, usually at lunch hour, because it was not as busy. Or I might even wait till the Monday, right? Because it was like we were okay, and I didn't need the cash really until Monday. So I would go in, quickly get it. Carrying cash, that much cash around, because it was like $800 or $900. It is a little, you know, scary. So I always made sure that I tried to do it when I was limiting my travel, limiting my stops, and I kept it in my purse right on my body. So in and out, come home, get out my envelopes. So I just created my envelopes with my scrapbook paper. Scrapbooking was huge at the time. And I put a little label on the front with what the category name was. And then I wrote what the amount was that needed to go in there. So I would just go through and, you know, stuff all my envelopes and just added to it. And we kept them in a central location in our house. And this was, I didn't pack all of them with me. I didn't have them in a cute little binder or anything. We just knew, you know, okay, go to the envelope. If you need money, you can take the envelope or you can leave the envelope, just whatever. Make sure you return any extra back to it. It worked very, very well. They were kind of tucked away. They weren't out of the way, but if anybody came into our home, they couldn't see them either. That's just a suggestion of safety, especially if you have kids coming into your home, you know, visitors and stuff. But if you're using them with family, because I know that's the other question, or like, well, how do you and your husband use them all? You know, and it just worked that they were there. They were central. If I had an envelope and my husband's like, well, I was going to go here, we kind of borrowed. It's just like a budget. It's not rigid. It is going to be fluid. Just kind of roll with the punches, put those up there. Did I find it difficult? I did not. You know, in the beginning, like trying to get the denominations down, sometimes were a little bit difficult, but I would really just, how I did the denominations the easiest way. So if you're somebody who's considering cash envelopes, so I would be like, okay, I need $25 for this category. So I would write tick marks by, you know, whether it was a 20 or a 10 that I was getting, and then a $5. And so I'd just make tick marks. So I had a draft post-it note that I created the tick marks on through all of the denominations. And then I would do the final draft, if you want to call it, cash envelope or a post-it note for cash that I took to the bank. So then on that, I would write like, you know, $100 was this, $50 were this many, and all of the way down. So I didn't find it difficult. And like I said, working with my husband and my daughter, like they knew where the envelopes were. They knew what we were working towards all together, you know, and so just working it that way, I think helped get through all of the difficultness. Sometimes we didn't have the right denomination for something. Or for example, like if you used the envelope for pet food and you went and paid and then you came back, And we had change. Well, there's no change in the cash envelope. So we just started a cash jar. So, you know, there's those types of things that you might have to work through and finagle. But it was just, you know, the money was there and you just kind of kept progressing month after month. So we had been doing this for a while. I would say we had been doing it probably a good year, maybe two. My daughter came home. She was in band. And so it was winter time because they were doing indoor percussion. And she came home and she says, "Mom, I need $150 for tomorrow for band. It's due tomorrow." If you have kids, you know, they don't ever give you really a whole lot of time. I said, "Okay, let's go to our cash envelope." So I was able to have her sit with me. She experienced money. I think this is great for kids, right? So I said, "Let's pull out our extras and see what we got." So I took all my envelopes. And again, reminding you, I had written on the outside the minimum amount that needed to be into that envelope every month. So I went through and I'd be like, "Okay, I need $40. I would take all the money out and I would stick $40 in. And I just made a pile of the quote extra money from all of those envelopes. $150 was, you know, kind of a lot considering I only had $800 in these variable expenses. I think I had just over $200 for her. So I had more than enough. And so I gave her the $150 and then putting that extra money back in was just a decision on my own as to where most of the money was spent. Because I remember another time with my daughter, she's like, "Mom, I remember that time when we had the house and money was tight. We couldn't even buy underwear." So, you know, it's just the things that she remembers as well. It was a great learning experience for kids. Like I said in episode 2, it's very visual and it becomes very visual with kids. The change of the numbers in banks, credit cards, debit cards, that can be an advanced subject with kids, but money is very visual and it just happens. Having these cash envelopes and using them in this way and having these same experiences of, you know, expenses pop up that we didn't know about ahead of time, you know, we hadn't planned for, whatever may be, was just great teaching moments for my daughter. We have now sent, because at that time there was no Venmo. We had debit and credit cards, probably was it as far as paying with different besides cash, you know, so it was cash, check, debit, or credit. That was all we had. So now in a world that is really steering away from cash, and I don't use a lot of cash anymore. I am really the rarity, unless I'm going to an event where I know there's small businesses who may not be set up that way. Even though there are so many more options, I always take cash to that. But typically, you will not find cash on my body. So I know there are some budget apps that work like envelopes, but yet I don't feel like it puts you in tune with your money. Would I recommend somebody using cash envelopes today? Yes, I would. But it's up to you, you know. Again, if I'm working with a client and we're trying to find the best budget method and the best tracking method, it's really what they are wanting from their money. But I believe if you are somebody who's not really in tune with your expenses, the quickest and easiest way to get there is with cash envelopes. So you could explore it. And again, it doesn't have to be your entire budget is cash. I think some people get that misconception. It's really just your variable expenses. So if you listen to my budget methods and you ended up doing a 50-30-20 before you did your cash envelopes, it's only that 30% that you're working with, and maybe not all of that 30%, right? Because if that 30% has subscriptions, memberships, those types of things, you're not going to be paying cash. It really comes down to groceries, your clothing, if you're going to go, you know, it's at the stores that you physically visit, you could use cash envelopes for. And typically those are the areas where we experience trouble if we are somebody who can overspend, and those types of things. So I just went to a book festival this weekend. And again, like I said, I take cash to those things. So I had given myself a budget with the cash. And so being able to quickly check up on that in that setting was wonderful, as opposed to going, okay, looking on my charges that haven't quite come through, right? Because I'm working with just authors who, you know, there may not be a receipt more than likely. And some of them did, very few of them. But it's like, how much did I spend? Am I staying in budget on this travel that I did and for just for fun? But having that cash and being able to use that was, you know, very similar to a cash envelope system. So while we are in a world that is trying to steer more and more away from cash, I don't believe that cash is dead. I believe cash can help you discover who you are with money in many different ways. So if you are somebody who has been wondering about cash envelopes and you have questions, I would love for you to send me a DM and ask those questions. This is one of the things I help my clients with, is determining the best budget and tracking method for them. Thanks for listening. Every week, my goal is to help you get one step closer to financial freedom and making confident decisions so your money starts working for you. Want more exclusive tips, trainings, and resources to help you hit your financial goals fast? Grab my free resource at elevatefinances.us/subscribe and receive best tips and tools in your inbox weekly. And if you're not already in our free Facebook community, you can find us by searching All Things Personal Finance on Facebook. In this group, we have weekly lives, occasional money challenges, and answer any questions regarding money. And if you're looking for personalized support to get your finances on track for retirement, check out my website at elevatefinances.us to learn more about one-on-one coaching.